Fill your days with fun and adventure when you vacation in Fort Collins, Colorado. Offering big city variety with the amenities of a Colorado mountain town, Fort Collins is your year-round getaway. Fort Collins is your base camp to explore one of the over 20 craft breweries, the thriving art scene, the many outdoor activities along the Cache Laputa River, and much more. Visit Fort Collins, Colorado. Adventure starts here. Find out more at visitftcollins.com/fall.
Running a business comes with pressure. Fortunately, there's Insperity, offering my employees competitive benefit options, providing compliance advice, and lightening my HR load. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Most of the time when I'm checking email or the way you guys communicate with me, it's pretty much standard fare. You know, I saw this on the show, saw that in the newspaper, and you guys are telling me what your reflections are on the news of the day and maybe a perspective you'd like to see me explore on either one of the shows or the podcast. I do get a submission from time to time that just makes me go, there are some creative people out there. A guy sent me a voicemail at the new chrissalcedo.com, and I don't know, I'll leave it up to you guys. You guys do me a favor. If you like what this guy is putting out there, you're going to get the gist of it when you hear he's I think, auditioning to be a Chris Salcedo show correspondent. And you know what? If you guys like it, I may bring him onto the podcast, may bring him onto the radio show, depending on what kind of feedback I get. But I thought at the very least it deserved an A for effort and at least honorable mention on one of the many venues that we have here on the Chris Salcedo Show / Salcedo Storm Podcast to get media out there. So have a listen to a guy that identifies himself as Lefty Winger.
Lefty Winger reporting live from Fantasyland, where Hillary is planning to run again. This time she thinks she can do it. She has just decided where to begin. She plans to go to each state first, so she can say, I started my campaign here. And she said, people will believe whatever I say when I say, now let me make myself clear. And it's reported that Hillary has cloned herself. She has made a Hillary for each state. And each Hillary will be programmed with talking points, which will make them great in the debates. It's also reported one reason for cloning herself, in case they want to put her in jail. She plans to let one of the clones serve the time. She said, this time my plan will not fail. And each clone is out training women to follow their every command, to stand up to their white husbands and say, we'll never vote for another man. And it's reported if things do not turn out well, Hillary will just blame one of the clones. And she also plans to give Bill one, so Bill will leave her alone. Lefty Winger reporting for the Chris Salcedo Show. Will we use a little pun to make the news fun?
Okay. So what do you guys think? I thought it was pretty creative. I was chuckling, as you could hear. I was smiling all the way through. There was a kernel of truth to every element of humor. I thought it was good. Not bad at all. And a nice diversion from reality, because reality is sucking. Speaking of non-reality, this is floating around Twitter, and you guys want to know how good deepfakes are these days? Deepfakes, for those of you who don't know, deepfakes are these things that are out there that can make people, it's computer generated, can make people say certain things they never said. They can sample my voice, Brett Baer's voice, Martha McCallum's voice, and make them say things. And there is an a video component to this. You guys will probably see around Twitter. But I thought this was just creative, yes, dangerous, absolutely. But it was posted by Don Jr. to reflect his distaste for the never Trump bias at Fox News. And this is what he said in his tweet. Reliable sources tell me that Fox had scheduled this to air before the debate. Listen.
Even though President Trump is kicking everyone's ass in the primary polls,
we're still trying to set him up with our bullshit Republican primary debate.
I mean, maybe he'll show up.
And we're just hoping everyone takes shots at him so we can help Ron DeSantis.
Because we're Fox News.
And we suck.
And we don't really give a shit
about our viewers' opinion.
We only care about getting a big fat paycheck.
And about not getting fired like Tucker Carlson.
The first Republican primary debate by Martha McCallum and Brett Baier.
Because we're Fox News and we suck.
Now, complete fabrication, complete deepfake. But somebody had a good time with that. And again, kernel of truth, not necessarily with Martha or with Brett, but the overall editorial perspective of Fox, kernel of truth in there. They are the Never Trump Network. So that kind of lampooning and satire tends to resonate out there. And again, beats head and shoulders the reality. The reality is there are stories out there about secretaries of state being pressured to take President Trump off the ballot because of these four indictments. These 91 charges, which are absurd on their face. Basically, folks, if anybody that's looked at this stuff close up and applies an equal standard of justice, either President Trump is not guilty of anything or Democrats are guilty as sin, because everything that they have accused President Trump of as being a crime, Democrats have done 1,000 times over. Now, folks, under normal circumstances, any one of us would have slinked away after getting hit with four indictments. The establishment has spoken. They don't want me because I don't owe them and they don't owe me and they can't control me. So I'm going to go away. They really don't like me. They really don't like me in Washington. And whether the American people like me or not is immaterial. It's all about Washington. Well, I think this soundbite from John Bolton is emblematic of the frustration of those who are all for Washington and not about we the people. Here's Bolton on CNN.
Well, I thought it was, as with most things Trump does, carefully staged. They must have thought about what look they wanted. He could have smiled. He could have looked benign. Instead, he looks like a thug. And I think it's intended to be a sign of intimidation against the prosecutors and judges.
He's talking about the mugshots. The mugshot of President Trump, where he looked squarely at the camera and says, I know exactly, with a stern look, I know exactly what you're doing. And of course, it's a defiant look. It was a look that you're not going to break me. And John Bolton is really saying, what the hell do we got to do to this guy? What do we have to do? The American people want him, but we don't. The elitists don't. The warmongers don't. Those who are caving into China don't. What doesn't Trump get? He's frustrated. So he jumps on CNN and, you know, lets it fly with Caitlin, what's her name, basically bashing President Trump.
That's what they picked, and we'll see that picture everywhere.
So you think they actually spent time deciding, you know, should he smile in this? Should he have this scowl that he appears to have gone with?
Almost as much time as they spent combing his hair.
Oh, wow. This is what passes for something resembling journalism these days. Do you think he spent time doing his hair? Do you think he really spent time choreographing all of this stuff? This is what we're getting paid to put up on CNN.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
That's what I would say. These people are jokes. These people are buffoonish jokes and the fact that they would spend this time talking about it.
This, should he have this scowl that he appears to have gone with?
Almost as much time as they spent combing his hair.
Good grief.
What do you, he posted the mugshot, you know, shortly after on his own social media account, along with the phrase, never surrender. I mean, a bit ironic given he had actually just surrendered at the Fulton County Jail behind me, but how do you expect him...
Nice, unbiased question.
Political advantage as he's running for president.
Well, I think in the same way he's used the other three indictments, and I think the evidence is that the indictments have proven the law of diminishing marginal utility. If anything, they're not undercutting his support; they're building it up.
See, she was asking, you know, how does he plan to use this latest indictment? And there's the pays de résistance. Even John Bolton has to admit that the American people are seeing these indictments as the shams they are. And President Trump's support isn't waning the way it's supposed to, because the conventional wisdom is, oh, nobody wants to elect a guy who's been indicted. But they all recognize that he's being indicted by crooked people, by charlatans. And everybody gets it. Anybody with half a brain cell. And the fact that everybody gets it, I think we're starting to see that expressing itself in public opinion polls, even in our art. The Sound of Freedom movie was an expression of this. A couple of hit songs that are out right now, Jason Aldean's offering, and a newcomer that we're going to talk about in greater detail coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too: faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, here's what I believe. I think we're seeing something of a cultural rebellion. A cultural rebellion, as you all know, culture does guide our politics, does guide the sense of the nation, if you will. And I believe that's what we're seeing with Jason Aldean's hit, you know, try that in a small town. And with this from Oliver Anthony, listen to a little bit of this.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows, all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do.
Notice there was no political affiliation put in there. I mean, his lament could have applied to Mitch McConnell, could have applied to Mitt Romney, certainly to Beijing Biden, to every socialist Democrat out there. So it is a commentary, a social commentary on what our people are enduring courtesy of the failures in our government. Because frankly, and I've got some stories to share with you about what's happened in Hawaii. I mean, seriously, folks, Hawaii is a checking box affirmative action hiring. Those people out there, from the governor down to the emergency response, they don't know what the hell they're doing. And people are dead because of it. And you think Americans don't care? Most Democrat voters don't care, but the rest of us sure as hell do. Let me talk to somebody who might be able to give us some insight on what art and what music can do to reflect, in this case, the pain of a nation. Derek Johnson, his name. He's a farmer. He's an Army veteran, a wounded warrior, and a country music artist. Derek is best known for his two Billboard hits, Real Cool, Kinda Hot, and Right Beer Right Now. Mr. Johnson, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Your songs, before I get into Aldean and to Oliver Anthony, your songs, they span a great deal of subject matter, and I was kind of researching, you know, the evolution of your music. Do you also do faith? Do you also dip into faith and then also just common sense commentary?
No, that's another Derek Johnson. Ironically, he and I have the same name, same spelling, same everything. But I mean, I am a Christian, but yeah. I don't do the Christian music.
Understood. So yours is just pretty much good time country music, yeah?
Pretty much good time country music. I do have a new record I'm working on, and it'll be dipping back into like 90s type country, heavy fiddle and heavy steel guitar.
Nice. My daughter is Gen Z, I guess you would. She's my middle daughter, and she's 19 years old. And you know what she says to me and to her mother? My favorite music is country music because A, you can understand it. B, it has a set of values and a set of principles to it. And it has... It touches your heart and it touches your real life experience. Isn't that why country, you know, the CMAs and their recent moves aside, but isn't that why you think country resonates with so many people?
It is. The country used to be a family, and it was a lot more family oriented before all the bull crap moved into Nashville. All your liberals and all your hippies and all the. And hippies are cool, but if you're a liberal hippie and you're trying to change the family values of country music, but that's what happened to country music in the most recent years. It's an industry like anything else, and it has an infrastructure like anything else, and you get the wrong people in there, and then other people don't do anything about it, or they're too scared to say something, and then that's what you end up with. But the traditional values of country music, that's what it was. It's because it's about life. It's a lifestyle.
It is, and I think it resonates, and it's American. Country music is American, very American, and I think it's reflective of the principles and the values this country used to have universally. Derek Johnson's our guest right now, folks. He is a veteran, wounded warrior, and he's a country music artist. I want you to check out these songs, too. They're really good. Real Cool, Kinda Hot, and Right Beer Right Now, which, let me just ask you about Right Beer Right Now. Did that have anything to do with the whole Bud Light stuff, or is that just totally unrelated?
Yeah, totally unrelated. That was my second Billboard hit back in 2021.
Yeah.
Definitely not about Bud Light. I mean, I saw the whole Bud Light thing real quick. I just told people, look, you don't even have to have a left or right opinion on it. We could just all agree that it tastes like mule pee and I'll be done.
Well, I think, there's that. And then, and again, a lot of folks just are saying, you know, why don't you guys concentrate on making beer, making a better beer rather than all this social commentary? I mean, how about that? Now, let me get into Oliver Anthony and Jason Aldean's anthems. I know you know the songs very well. And why do you, as an artist, A, what do you think about the music? And I don't know if it's in politics for artists to critique other artists, but maybe you can give me your professional opinion on the music and then tell me, what about their messages do you think is resonating so much?
Well, one, Aldean's song's a little different. It talks obviously about small towns in the South. That's really what it's talking about. The writers behind that song are Southern boys. Aldean's a Georgia boy. It's talking about small towns in the South. Mm-hmm. And that's just how we roll down South, right? But the other song, I'll get into it, but I know Aldine and all his people, so it's not too political to get into this, but, you know, that song would resonate with people. Now, this other song, the reason why I wouldn't say I have a problem with it, but basically, we the people control what's going on in this nation, so I have to disagree with earlier, like, with we the people control that, and the Declaration of Independence is our foundation of this nation. And so when you got a song talking about rich men north of Richmond, well, if people north, south, east, and west of Richmond would understand the simplicities of government and understand the simplicities of how our government operates, if you know anything about college football,
yeah,
this would be like 100 players telling Nick Saban how Alabama's program's going to run. Nick Saban ain't going to have that. All right, that'd be like all the players at the Patriots telling Belichick what's going to go on. Nick Saban and Belichick are known for running strict programs. Well, that'd be like all their players telling them how they're going to run the program. So we have 535 members of Congress that control 332 million people. No, when the people learn that we control this process and we inherited this bullcrap. See, what I have a problem with, this is where I struggle as a veteran and a country music singer in a different way. It's because when you try to have just a cordial conversation with everyday Americans, that's the same stuff you hear. So, well, I have two and three jobs. Well, you have two and three jobs because you don't know the simplicity of the government. For example, as a veteran, the War Powers Resolution Act is where a president can declare war, president or Congress. Well, right now, currently, the last amended section of the War Powers Resolution Act, at the very bottom of the page, it says, I hereby delegate the Secretary of Defense the authority and the functions vested in the president of Section 1550. Well, the president of Section 1550 is Donald John Trump. It's dated December the 20th, 2019. Well, that memorandum at the very bottom is Joe Biden delegating the Secretary of Defense to listen to the orders of Donald John Trump. He is a veteran. You know what that means as a veteran? Any veteran out there that hears that, that means that Donald John Trump is still your commander-in-chief by the military standards. That's what that means, because that's the very act that a president and Congress declares war.
Well, so, you know, and that's, I think that Rand Paul has been one of the leaders on this, saying, you know what, only the people's representatives are able to declare war, but they've given all these short-term wartime powers to the executive, which, by the way, the Constitution said he never was supposed to have. He was, once Congress declares war, then he could administer the war. But the people's representatives need to vote on it. But these cowards, and I think it's what Mr. Oliver Anthony is talking about, is the way things are supposed to work in this country, they're not. And I think,
yeah, but that's on us, the people. And let me show you something,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
it's not that way, though. Congress has definitely, through the years, and we inherited this bullcrap. We all inherited it, so we're mm-hmm. a product of inherited. We didn't create it, we didn't establish it, but we can change it. And this is where that's wrong about Congress, and let me show you how. The Military Justice Act was signed in 2016. It was the Supreme Court of 2016, not Donald Trump's Supreme Court, the Ginsburg Supreme Court. They, for the first time in United States history, clarified, and bipartisan Congress passed this in 2017, but the Military Justice Act, it's clarifying that military courts and laws are separate from civil courts and laws. The president and commander-in-chief are separate roles and duties, and commander-in-chief is separate from the federal government. Okay, so the military came first in this nation. And that's why the Declaration of Independence is more important than the Constitution, because that's our foundation. That's when we, the people, got pissed way back then and did what we should do right now. Now, that don't mean incite violence, but at the same time, that's what happened back then. We had a war. We had a war about it, but the Revolutionary War was different than any other war. So that time it was different, and it's wrong about Congress. The military is separate right now, and the military, we're in a military occupancy right now by laws and orders, and we have federal continuity directives that prove that we're in a continuity of government. And the most recent continuity directive came out April 2023, and the most recent law inside of it is a Donald Trump law, not Joe Biden. And on January 20th, 2021, as a veteran, the whole world witnessed Joe Biden have a military funeral service with three cannons. That's a custom. That's not an opinion, not party-affiliated, religious-affiliated. And as a veteran, when we try to talk to the average everyday American, this same group that Oliver North is singing about, he's already telling you what we already know. Well, the song is already about what we already know.
Yeah, see, so, and that's kind of, I mean, I was mentioning earlier Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. Remember Dolly Parton's 9 to 5?
Absolutely.
And it was a chart topper, and it stayed at number one, I remember, for months and months and months, because that was about Americans getting up every single day, and no matter how hard they tried, all of their efforts were going to the aggrandizement of the boss, and they couldn't climb the ladder, but the boss was making money off the backs of the people. And that was a social commentary, I believe, on how things were in the 1970s. The music from Aldean, from Oliver Anthony, and from other artists out there are reflecting what the results of what the American people are feeling today as a result of, and again, I think you can argue Dolly Parton's America was a reflection of wayward, stupid governance. And today, I think wayward, stupid governance is also the problem. And I think to your broader point is we have to remember this is supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people. And we've lost that, haven't we?
That's correct. But really think about what I just said, though. When I die, I'm going to have a 21-gun salute. All right, those are custom. It's not party-affiliated, religious-affiliated, nothing like that. You could be the most left liberal and serve honorably and get a 21-gun salute. But the point being, it's on January 20th, 2021, when the whole world thought they witnessed an inauguration, any veteran sitting there was looking, wait, that's three cannons at Arlington National Cemetery. When you go to arlingtonnationalcemetery.mil, the official site for the military, and the official site for Arlington, the three-volley salute is not to be confused with a 21-gun salute. The three-volley salute is a military funeral service. The whole world witnessed Joe Biden have a funeral service. And guess who's going to have to answer for that? Congress is going to have to answer for that. They're going to have to tell the people, hey, you've been under a military occupancy this whole time. You've been under a federal continuity directive that showed that three branches of government are under a continuity government. That's not secretive. That is stuff that that's public information on .gov site. That's what I'm known for outside of country music. I have this blueprint. It's a book I'm writing, but it's a blueprint of all the laws and orders in a chronological order from 2016 to present day. You don't have to go back to 1800. You don't have to. And this is the problem with people is what we're talking about. So it's like a rally call. I'm kind of like Paul Revere. I'm trying to say, hey, people, wake up. We control this.
Well, hold on. So wait a minute. Derek Johnson, by the way, is our guest right now, folks. He's a country music artist. He's got some big hits, Real Cool Kind of Hot, and Right Beer Right Now. So I guess the question is, what you're describing is pretty heady stuff. And I'm not even sure if you've even considered this, but how do you break through this media wall the way Aldean and Oliver Anthony have? How do you, through your art, break through and get people to recognize this is what's going on? Can you even do that in a country music
song?
Yeah,
I mean, it's resonate with certain people out there, but you have to get into people. You have to say, look, this is how our government functions. This is how it operates. Now, Marbury versus Madison, 1803, not all laws back the Constitution. So there's our thing. You have to go to our foundation. So people, you have to start with things like that. Say, hey, do you support the military? See, most of this demographic that love this song, oh, they're blue collar and they love our military. Okay, then how are you telling it? This is what I do when I, not you, but I'll tell someone when I'm talking to them, I'm like, okay, do you love the military? And they say, yes. Well, when I lay this out, I don't know if I believe that. So you're telling me you believe in the military, but you don't believe a veteran that's showing you where Congress and the president declares war and the War Powers Resolution Act. This is it right here.
Wow.
You're telling me that none of this means anything?
Well, Derek,
and I can show you by aircraft in the sky daily,
Derek,
military aircraft.
You have got to stay in touch with the show and let us know where you're going, A, with the book, and also if what happened, if you're able to parlay that into music. I mean, I want to hear that song. Derek Derek Johnson, folks, the hits right now, Real Cool Kind of Hot and Right Beer Right Now. Country music artist. Hey, sir, appreciate the time and the expertise.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
And, sir, your service to our country. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor. Visit a couple of websites, if you would. TexasScorecard.com, big enterprising journalism, including a documentary. If you haven't seen it yet, you must see it. The Texas Heist. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. When you go to ChrisSalcedo.com, newly minted, by the way, you'll find all of our social media hookups and the ways to track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's Morning Talk Radio, which will be expanding soon, and also on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Your dream home just got a little more real. Bed Bath & Beyond is back with more to love than ever before. At the new Bed Bath & Beyond, you'll find the products and brands you know with styles for every room and budget, along with a huge selection of furniture and decor, all in one amazing online store. Download the new app today and get a 25% off coupon to celebrate our grand reopening. Plus, get free shipping right to your front door. Welcome to a bigger, better Beyond.